Settling into a comfortable posture, sitting either on a chair or a cushion, and bringing attention to the body in space, the front body, the back body, and everything in between. Attending to the points of contact, the feet on the floor, or folded beneath you if you're sitting on a cushion. Attending to the base of the body, the pubic bone descending, the chest rising. The neck is long and the chin is in line with the navel. Allowing the eyes to be at rest in the lower sockets, closed or half open and receptive. And the arms and hands are at rest. The hands resting on the thighs or folded in the lap. Attending to sensations as they are arising in the body. Attending to the coming and going of these physical sensations. And then once you are aware of what is happening inside the body and at the surface of the skin, allowing the attention to come to rest on the sensations of breathing. Whether at the nostrils, the throat, the chest, or the belly. Picking one place and, as best you can, attending here. Bringing attention to the changing physical sensations of the movement of the breath in the body as it comes and goes. Tending to the beginning of the inhalation, its full arising, and its passing. If paying attention to the nostrils, perhaps noticing the movement of the cool air as it enters, and the warmer air as it exits. If attending to the movement of the breath at the throat, again noticing the cool air as it enters and the warm air as it exits. If paying attention to the chest, noticing the movement of the ribs as the breath comes in and leaves the body. If paying attention to the abdomen, to the stretch of the abdominal wall on the inhalation and its movement toward the spine on the exhalation. Being with the body breathing, moment by moment, and breath by breath. You may notice the movement of attention into thinking, hearing, or other sensations in the body, remembering that this is natural and that waking up to this is as much a part of the practice as is attending to the breath itself. When you notice this movement of mind, gently returning back to the body breathing and any associated sensations, and then on an exhale, releasing this primary focus on the sensations of breathing, allowing the breath to be present but to recede into the background, and bringing attention now to the entire body. To any and all sensations, as best you can, bringing a kind of spaciousness, an open monitoring to experience of body. Sensations inside the body and outside the body, around the skin. There may be sensations of movement or pressure, tension or ease. Constriction or relaxation. There may be numbness or tingling, whatever it is. As best you can, maintaining a kind of open and receptive stance to experience, even if these sensations are unwanted. And if a particular sensation makes itself known to you, bringing the attention here and getting interested in it, being curious about it if this is possible and delving into it, its depth and shape, its density. Noticing whether it is intense or not. And always remembering that if there is no sensation, you can notice that. Investigating the absence of sensation in the body. And once you are done investigating a particular sensation, coming back to this stance of open awareness or open monitoring of the experience of body. Noticing how sensations arise, persist, and pass. Remembering that if a sensation is particularly intense, there is always the option to breathe with this sensation, change position, and then, when ready, return to the original posture, or bring the attention for a few moments to the physical sensations of breathing at the belly. And then, when ready, once again returning to this open monitoring of sensations as they make themselves known. And shifting the attention now from the physical sensations of body up to the ears, opening the ears to sound. Attending to qualities of sound. Noticing pitch, volume, tone, whether a sound is continuous or discrete. Noticing the tendency of mind to name sounds. Perhaps to tell a story about them. And if possible, once again taking this kind of open and receptive stance to sounds as sensations and their qualities, bringing a kind of bare attention to these. And when you notice the mind moving into thinking or into planning or the past, noting that and gently returning to attending to sounds. There may be a layering of sound. Or there may be an absence of sound. Sounds may be coming from inside the body, outside the body, inside the room, or outside the room. There may be a direction to them. So getting really interested in sounds as they appear in experience. Getting to know their qualities. Open, receptive to sound. Shifting attention now from hearing to observing thoughts as events or sensations of the mind that arise and pass. Sometimes thinking comes as words or as images, as best you can, taking the same kind of open and receptive stance to thoughts as to sound. Noticing how thoughts may be fleeting, or they may be sustained. And if you wake up to having become immersed in thinking, bringing awareness to this and then returning to being with thoughts as objects of attention that come and go. Sometimes it can be useful to use a metaphor for working with thinking. Mind as sky and thoughts as clouds. Thoughts may be charged with emotion, the dark thought or cloud, the light one, the heavy one, the wispy one. The one that creeps into view or moves rapidly across the sky. And if this metaphor is helpful, using it, or if not, letting it go. And simply being with thoughts as objects that come and go. Sometimes it can be helpful to label thoughts as thinking. Again, if that is useful, experimenting with this, and if not, letting it go. It can also be useful to pay attention to the quality of mind. This fusion of thoughts and emotions resulting in agitated mind. A calm mind. A restless mind. Whatever it is, we note that. Returning to this place of open monitoring of thoughts and emotions as audience to our experience. And now, letting go of this primary attention to thinking and broadening the attention to the entirety of experience, to thoughts and emotions, to sound, to sensations in the body and to the breath. Expanding the attention to all experience, resting in this open awareness of all experience as it comes and goes. Not seeking or scanning, but rather receptive to whatever is showing. Not leaning in or away. But rather, as best you can, bringing a kind of stability to being with experience as it is. Whether wanted or unwanted. And should you feel overwhelmed at any time, feeling free to bring the attention to the physical sensations of breathing where they're most available. And tending here for a moment or so. And then returning to this open awareness of all experience. Experience as it is. If possible, without bracing, without resisting. Being with things as they are. And if a particular sensation calls for attention, investigating it, and then returning back to this open monitoring of the entirety of experience. And shifting the attention now from this open and receptive monitoring back to attending to the sensations of breathing in the body, whether at the nostrils, the throat, the chest, or the belly, and focusing the attention in one place, to the movement of the breath here, being with the breath as it comes into the body and leaves the body. Being with this breath and this breath, breathing in and breathing out. In a few moments, we will be transitioning out of this practice. So if the eyes have been closed, the invitation is to open them, while at the same time, bringing attention to the ears, listening to the entire length of the bell, as we bring this formal practice to an end, and as best you can, bringing the same quality of attention into your next moments.